Many farmers are wrapping up their first year of growing hemp. The 2018 Farm Bill legalized the crop but left regulation up to the states. While nearly all states have allowed it, there have been a variety of approaches to the rollout of hemp in the Midwest. Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin has been talking to some Illinois hemp farmers and has this report.
The building at the Illinois State Fairgrounds was buzzing in mid-December as the 2019 Hemp Summit got underway.
Welcome to the inaugural Hemp Summit. It's been quite a process getting this thing put together.
Illinois Department of Agriculture's Jeff Cox welcomed the crowd of more than 700, including hemp growers, processors, scientists, and really anyone interested in the crop. Cox is the Bureau Chief of Medicinal Plants and helped put on the summit. He says the point was to bring everyone together to talk about how the first year of hemp farming went.
There's a lack of expertise, and just a general lack of knowledge as to how to grow hemp the best way. And we wanted to bring everybody to the same room so that they understood that everybody struggled.
He says year one was undoubtedly turbulent.
It's kind of a good way to start in a way, and that's about as bad as it can get. I knock on wood.
Farmers generally agree. It was tough for many different reasons. For one, there are a lot of regulations associated with growing hemp, and that's because hemp is derived from the same plant as marijuana, the cannabis sativa plant. But hemp and marijuana are more like cousins. Hemp has much less tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, which gives marijuana its psychoactive effect. So to grow hemp, you need to apply for a specific license and then be sure that your crop stays under 0.3% THC. If it's over that legal limit, your crop will be destroyed.
When you spend, $10,000 or, $30,000 on seeds, depending on how many acres you do, you're definitely worried about that.
Charles Brown grows hemp in Virginia, Illinois. We caught up a couple weeks after the summit, which he attended in part to learn how to properly test his crop to avoid so-called hot hemp. He says he was lucky this year and that none of his hemp was over that legal THC limit. But once he harvested it, he said it had nowhere to go.
I have 5,000 pounds of biomass sitting in my garage, taking up a whole stall of the two-stall garage.
He says he also went to the summit to meet processors who are licensed to take the hemp off his hands and prepare it for the consumer. But he couldn't find anyone. The issue is common among hemp farmers. According to the Illinois Department of Agriculture, this year 644 growers' licenses were issued, but fewer than 200 were licensed to process the crop. That's leaving many growers with nowhere to turn once they've harvested. Other farmers came out just to be able to talk about hemp in the open. Jared and April Payton grow in Wayne City, Illinois.
The older generation of farmers hear hemp and they just think marijuana and they think all the bad things that come along with that.
They're not interested in learning any more about it. If you tell them it's not pot, they say, it is. It's the same thing.
They say there's a stigma against growing it, and that's made it hard for them to find others to talk to and collaborate with. Despite the tough year, Jeff Cox says he hopes farmers stick with it. He says with corn and soybean prices lower than they once were, growing hemp in Illinois helps the state diversify its cash crops.
I've received, several dozen emails probably from folks that said, my crop was a bust this year, but I'm doing it again next year, which is what we want to hear.
According to New Frontier Data, a research firm focusing on the cannabis industry, in 2018, sales for hemp-based products in the U.S. totaled about $1.1 billion. That's expected to double by 2022. Cox says we won't know exactly how much hemp was grown in Illinois for a few more weeks, but either way, he says he's already planning next year's Hemp Summit. Dana Cronin, Harvest Public Media.